WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. We're all about building mental toughness, one daily workout at a time. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster, bucked around by every little thing? Let's be honest, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has got our backs. Today, we're talking about something incredibly powerful. Managing those pesky emotions through physical movement. It's not just about hitting the gym and getting swole, though, that's a bonus. Think of it as your mental workout routine. Every exercise, every run, every yoga session, it's all about training your mind to respond to challenges with calm and clarity. So strap yourselves in, because we're diving deep into five key takeaways that will revolutionize the way you handle those emotional ups and downs. First off, understand this. Physical activity is a direct line to your emotional center. When you move your body, you literally change your brain chemistry. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your emotions. Ever noticed how after a good run or a killer workout, you feel calmer, more focused? That's science in action, folks. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can combat stress and anxiety. It's like a natural mood booster, leaving you feeling happier and more resilient. Second, physical movement helps us build mental discipline. It teaches us to push through discomfort, just like we do when facing emotional challenges. Think of training for a marathon, it's not always easy, right? But with every mile you conquer, you develop the mental fortitude to tackle any obstacle life throws your way. That grit and determination translate directly to how you manage those tough emotions. Third, physical activity can be a powerful distraction from negative thoughts. Ever find yourself spiraling into a worry vortex? Instead of battling those thoughts head-on, channel that energy into movement. A brisk walk, some yoga stretches, or even just dancing around your living room, anything to get you moving and shift your focus away from those pesky worries. Fourth, remember this. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. You don't have to be a marathon runner or a yoga master to reap the benefits. Even small acts of movement can make a big difference in how you manage your emotions. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk during your lunch break, or do some quick stretches throughout the day. Every little bit counts. And finally, find an activity that truly lights you up. This isn't about forcing yourself to do something you hate. Explore different options: hiking, swimming, rock climbing, martial arts. Find something that brings you joy and motivates you to keep moving. When you genuinely enjoy your physical activity, it becomes a source of strength and resilience, helping you weather any emotional storm. Picture this. You're feeling stressed about an upcoming presentation. Your mind is racing, your stomach is in knots, and you can't seem to focus. Instead of letting those feelings take over, you lace up your shoes and go for a run. As you pound the pavement, the stress starts to melt away. The fresh air fills your lungs, your muscles start to loosen, and you begin to feel calmer and more centered. By the time you finish your run, you're feeling energized, focused, and ready to tackle that presentation with confidence. This, my friends, is the power of managing emotions through physical movement. It's a daily practice, a mindful commitment to building mental resilience one step at a time. So remember, when those emotions start swelling, don't just sit there, get moving. Find an activity you love, put on some music that gets your heart pumping, and let your body be your guide. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in how you feel and how you navigate life's challenges. Take action today, people. Start with a walk around the block, a few yoga stretches, or a dance party in your living room. Every step counts towards building that mental fortress of calm and resilience. Remember, you got this. We'll be back tomorrow with another Stoic Mind Gym workout. Until then, keep it moving, keep it strong, and stay true to yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.